Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is To The Net Hockey Show with your host, Nick. Today's episode features a lot going on in the league, some free agency acquisitions around the NHL. And I want to start off by talking about Connor McDavid's contract. I mean, that it didn't catch me by too much of a surprise, but the amount, 12.5 million over 8 years is the average annual value. So that's really good for Connor. And the one thing that I want to talk about most importantly is Connor McDavid's. If you look on ESPN.com, you'll find that the team's general manager stated that Connor McDavid could have taken more. I'm going to read this quote to you guys. Oilers general manager Peter Chiarelli said that the dollars could have been higher and the term shorter, but that McDavid wanted the Oilers to be able to construct a winner. That's not something you hear a lot of with players these days. A lot of guys, which is understandable, want to go for the most money and for that, you know, because you only play for however many years, so you want to get obviously the most that you can out of it. But the fact that McDavid's more concerned about his team rather than himself shows the kind of character and the kind of player that this kid, I believe, will be. I mean, he won the Art Ross Trophy last season. David is just, total value of the deal is $100 million. And the deal will start, his new deal will start in 2018 and 2019 season. And McDavid, at only 20 years old, he won the Art Ross Trophy with 100 points, 30 goals, and 70 assists. And that is the third youngest player to do so behind Sidney Crosby and Wayne Gretzky. So he's already in some pretty good company there. The Oilers, I think, are heading in the right direction. Definitely. You have a guy like this on the team that's more concerned about the team than himself, and he's the captain of the team. That says a lot about a guy. Also, guys, we are going to talk about the Toronto Maple Leafs. After receiving Patrick Marleau, I know we talked about this last episode. Patrick Marleau was currently a free agent, and they were not sure if San Jose was going to re-sign him. San Jose ended up re-signing Joe Thornton, and Joe Thornton, that was a big re-sign for them. Joe Thornton ended up re-signing with the San Jose Sharks for 1 year with an $8 million deal. And Patrick Marleau signed with the Toronto Maple Leafs for a 3-year, $18 million deal. So I think that's a big acquisition for them, obviously, because they have Austin Matthews, who had 40 goals, 29 assists last season, and 69 points. You had JVR, James Van Riemsdyk, had 29 goals, 33 assists, and 62 points. Nazem Kadri, 32 goals, 29 assists, 61 points. William Nylander, 22 goals, 39 assists, 61 points. You have Mitch Marner, 19 goals, 42 assists, 61 points. Bozak, 18 goals, 37 assists, 55 points. So the list just goes on and on from there. I mean, this team is finally, I mean, Toronto's been not too great of a team for these last couple of years, but they're proving themselves now. You get a goal scorer like Patrick Marleau, who I read that somebody had said that, you know, and I agree with his statement that he gives them that veteran presence, which he does. I mean, he's up there in age, but, you know, he still gets the job done. So I think that's important to have with those guys that I just listed. They're young players, younger players, and I think he'll help them be led in the right direction, to put it that way. Also, Kevin Shattenkirk signs to a 4-year deal, averaging $6 million a year. I was very curious about this deal, and I'm very happy to hear that Shattenkirk did sign with us. I also read he could have signed for more, but he's always wanted to play in New York, you know, being a New York native. It's always been his dream. So I'm very excited to hear that Kevin signed with us. That's another elite defenseman, per se. Shattenkirk and McDonough will definitely be two leaders on the team, and I could see them, you know, being very good defense partners together. I mean, they both play for Team USA. So obviously those guys have some experience with each other. And Kevin Shattenkirk, he's just, you know, I mean, last season he had 13 goals, 43 assists, and 56 points. That's pretty good numbers for a defenseman. Not a lot of defensemen you'll find have 10 goals or more. So Shattenkirk has proven a dominant player throughout the years. Also, the New York Rangers signed David Dejarnis. That's an interesting move. I see why the New York Rangers did that. I believe they did that was because, and it was stated too, that the Rangers did this because they lost Oscar Lindberg in the expansion draft to the Las Vegas Knights. So they need that two-way forward. And I could see Dejarnis playing on the fourth line with Fast. And maybe if they decide to put Grabner on the fourth line, I'm not sure where they're going to put Grabner. I'd like to see him up there playing. But a one-year deal, it's not, you know, we'll work with that. We could work with that. I see why they did that. Alexander Radulov signs with Dallas for a five-year, $31 million deal. Dallas has just been on fire in free agency. Dallas getting Radulov, like I said in last episode, I feel that Radulov proved himself in the playoffs against the New York Rangers. I mean, he's, like I said, not afraid to go to the net. He's proven he could score. He's got that nitty-gritty attitude about him, and I really like that. So we'll see how he pairs with Jamie Benn and Tyler Seguin on that team. I mean, they're not fooling around. So, and they also got Ben Bishop. So yeah, they're going in the right direction, Dallas. I like that for them. Good for them. Also, the New York Rangers defenseman Kevin Klein retires after 12 seasons in the NHL. So that leaves the Rangers with $3 million extra to spend. So $3 million. This is the important question here. I don't know that we could get a top center, which we desperately need right now, with the loss of Stepan. I don't know that we could get a top center for that price, but however, maybe get another defenseman because we lost Klein. So that'll be interesting to see where that money goes and how the New York Rangers decide to spend that. But I definitely think we should, if we can shoot for at least a decent center, I think we should definitely do that. I mean, we already have Mark Stahl, who I would love to see the Rangers. They were talking about buying out his contract because Stahl's struggled these last couple of years. Early on in his career, he was a dominant defenseman. But however, now, you know, age comes with that, and that's understandable. But I would like to see if, you know, they're not going to, probably not going to buy Stahl out because he's very expensive to them and he's got that no trade clause or no movement, so they'd have to buy him out. So it'll be interesting to see what they do with that. But like I was saying, I'd like to see the Rangers grab a nice, good quality center. And also, guys, it'll be very interesting for the Rangers, being a Rangers fan, seeing if Elias Anderson will make the team and possibly go on that fourth line center. I've been hearing good things about him. I've been hearing he hasn't been on the ice for months, and playing in the Swedish league, hockey league, the rink was a lot bigger and wider, so it's quite an adjustment for him. And he seems to be doing well in training camp. I've heard good things about him. He's scoring goals, he's skating well. So for a guy not stepping on the ice for months, that's pretty impressive. Another deal that we got to talk about is, like I said, Joe Thornton resigning for 1 year, $8 million deal. Thornton's obviously not the youngest guy in the league, obviously, but I think it's important. I think Joe Thornton's earned his contract there and earned a spot to stay in there. He's 38 years old, so he's not getting any younger. But Thornton's play otherwise, I mean, he had 7 goals, 43 assists, 50 points. The goals aren't up there, obviously, but he's always been known as the assist guy, a good passer. He had 19 power play points. He's earned the right to stay there. He's the captain. Let him finish off his career there. I think it's a good move by San Jose. Another move that I would like to see happen is for, and I was very surprised to see Chicago, they get Brandon Saad and a Patrick Sharp back, and they trade Artemi Panarin for Brandon Saad. I think after these last couple of seasons that after the disappointing playoff performance by Chicago in the playoffs against Nashville, the first round was embarrassing for them, and I was quite embarrassed to see it myself. I thought they would go through Nashville. They've been a good regular season team, but you know, maybe bringing back Brandon Saad, they felt that, you know, he's won a Stanley Cup with them already, and they weren't getting anywhere with Panarin. I thought Panarin was a good player. However, I think Brandon Saad, you know, is a good fit for them. You got Kane and Taves and Saad maybe going on one line. It's a pretty good fit for them. Panarin was just working well with Kane, Anisimov, and Panarin on that line. But it'll be a good mix for them. It'll be very interesting to see how that fit works. That's going to be pretty much it for this episode, guys. Just a brief update, just a brief, you know, what's going on in the league. There's not much to it. Like I said, very impressed with Connor McDavid's huge contract. He definitely deserves it. The decision to – he could take more money. He didn't do that. He wants to help the team. That takes, you know, it takes guts. Not a lot of guys you'll find will do that this day. I mean, a lot of guys want to make the most money, and that's understandable as well. But, you know, you got to do what's best for the team. So, that's good for him. All right, guys, this has been your host, Nick, with the To The Net Hockey Show. Hope you guys have a great day.